A Guide to Relaxation, NHS 5, Department of Psychology. Help yourself at moodcafe.co.uk. Approximate recording time, 10 minutes. You can skip through the tracks in this recording to find the beginning of each section. Relaxation. Why is relaxation helpful? 1. When we are stressed, our muscles tense up. This tension causes uncomfortable bodily feelings such as headaches and backache. 2. The aches and pains of tension can cause worry, making us even more anxious and tense. 3. When we are tense or anxious, our body system speeds up. Relaxation slows us down again. And 4. If we can learn to turn on the bodily feelings of relaxation, we can turn off the symptoms of tension. You can't experience relaxation and tension at the same time. Everyday relaxation. It is a good idea to try and change your day-to-day activities in such a way as to include something relaxing every day. It is helpful to try and set aside some time every day for relaxing and unwinding. If possible, this should be for a minimum of 30 minutes a day. If you live with other people, you might need to train them gradually to accept that you would like to be left alone at certain times each day. For some people, just managing to have 30 minutes on their own every day can make a great deal of difference. There are a number of things you can do that you might find relaxing. You might have to experiment to see which has the most relaxing effect on you. Why not try some of these suggestions and see what effect they have on you? There may well be some other ideas that suit you better. Try them and see what is best for you. Relaxing activities, some suggestions. Have a long hot bath, maybe try some aromatherapy oils in it. Read an easy book. Listen to some soft music. Lie on your bed and imagine spending £1 million. Yoga. Go for a walk. Swim. Cycle. Exercise. Physical effort helps to reduce anxiety by using up some of the build-up of adrenaline stress hormones. Exercise can therefore make you feel better. Relaxation exercises. These everyday activities can help you feel less tense, but learning to fully relax your muscles will help you more. The following sections explain how to use the relaxation exercises that are available to listen to or download on Fife's Mood Cafe website, www.moodcafe.co.uk, and on the Step on Stress page of the Access Therapies Fife website, www.accesstherapiesfife.scot.nhs.uk. Try them and see how you get on. Relaxation is a skill and comes with practice. The ability to relax is not something that comes naturally. It is a skill that has to be learned. The secret of learning any skill is practice, and relaxation is no exception. It is important to practice the exercises. You should not expect to be able to relax completely when you first start listening to them. Gradual progress over a number of days is a more realistic aim. Some people find that they feel silly when they first start doing the exercises. However, they soon get used to it and find them helpful in the long run. General guidelines. 1. Try to decide in advance when and where you are going to practice. In this way, you can develop a routine you are more likely to stick to. Make time for yourself. 2. Make sure that you choose somewhere quiet and that no one will disturb you during practice. You could unplug the phone. 3. Don't attempt the exercises if you are hungry. If you have just eaten, leave it for at least 30 minutes before attempting them. 4. Don't attempt the exercises if the room is too hot or too chilly. And 5. Try to adopt a passive attitude. Don't worry about your performance or whether you are relaxing successfully. Just have a go and let it happen. Getting started. In order to use the audio exercises effectively, you should 1. Sit in a comfortable chair or lie in a quiet room, possibly with the lights off or on very low. 2. Make yourself as comfortable and relaxed as possible before you start to listen to them. And 3, listen to the instructions and follow them step by step. What is on the download or CD? You will hear a woman's voice giving you 3 different relaxation exercises. Exercise 1, this exercise focuses on the different muscles in your body and asks you to tense them and then relax them one at a time. It lasts about 15 minutes. Exercise 2, this talks you through deep breathing by asking you to take long, slow breaths. It lasts about 5 minutes. Exercise 3, this asks you to imagine that you are on a holiday and talks you through a variety of different relaxing scenes. It lasts about 8 minutes. How to finish. When you have listened through the download or CD, continue lying as relaxed as you can for 5 or 10 minutes. Take advantage of the relaxed feeling and try to think pleasant thoughts. When you get up, do so slowly. Do not jump up and rush off, as this will undo all the relaxation that you have just worked on. Keep practicing your exercises. Try to practice every day. When you are used to the exercises and feel comfortable about them, listen to Section 2 of this booklet. Section 2, Using What You Have Learned. Shortened Relaxation. If you have been doing exercise 1 and feel confident, you can begin to shorten it by missing out the tense stage. You can simply go through the sequence of relaxing the different muscle groups. When you feel that you can do this effectively, you can adapt the routine to use at other times and other places. For example, you might try the exercise sitting instead of lying down. Or you might move from a quiet bedroom to the living area, which is not so peaceful. In this way, you will gradually learn to relax in a range of environments, which is what you need for real-life coping. Cued relaxation. When you are able to use the shortened relaxation, you can begin to use your relaxation skills throughout the day, and not just at your designated relaxation time. In this way, you will progress towards being able to relax at will. All you need for cued relaxation is something that will catch your eye regularly and remind you to 1. Change your posture to a relaxed one, drop your shoulders. 2. Release the tension in your muscles. 3. Check your breathing. And 4. Relax. As a cue or reminder, you could use a small coloured spot on your watch or something else you look at regularly during the day. Every time you see the cue, you will be reminded to relax, and so you will be practicing your relaxation skills several times a day. There are all sorts of cues you might use. Work out what catches your eye frequently and use this as a reminder. Applied relaxation. The final stage of relaxation training is its application whenever you need to use it. With time and regular practice, relaxation will become a way of life and you'll be able to relax at will. From time to time, you'll probably still feel some tension, which is normal, but now you will have a better awareness of it and the skills to bring it under your control. Summary, a final word. Relaxing is about slowing things down. Everyone is different. Experiment until you find your best way to relax. 10 minutes out of a busy day is a good investment for your health and well-being. Breathing exercises. If you start to feel yourself becoming stressed or anxious, controlling your breathing can be a very good way to make you feel calmer. Nobody will notice you are doing this exercise. You can use it anywhere, even in busy shops, on buses, and when you are with other people. Step 1. Breathe out. Step 2, breathe in slowly to the count of 4. 1 elephant, 2 elephant, 3 elephant, 4 elephant. Step 3, hold your breath for the count of 4. And step 4, breathe out slowly while counting elephants. Repeat the above steps until you begin to feel calm. Remember, don't take too many deep breaths in a row or breathe too quickly or you'll become dizzy. Take a few ordinary breaths in between the deep ones. Further help. There are many resources to support people who experience anxiety and panic attacks or who want to be able to relax more easily. Fife's Mood Cafe website, www.moodcafe.co.uk, has details of organisations and helplines that can offer support and advice, and lists books that can help you to manage the effects of anxiety. Visit moodcafe.co.uk for more helpful resources. Reviewed 2019. Fife Psychology Department. End of recording.